in your face. You are an in your face here on Smith Street here with James on 3CR, and I'm joined by the king of Smith Street, Teddy Clitter, drag king extraordinaire. Welcome back.
Oh, good afternoon, divas, dolls and dudes. It's lovely to be back.
What have you been up to? Because you are everywhere.
I am everywhere. It has been, why is it July? Why am I busy? It's in the middle of winter. Also, cannot complain. Thankful for the busy in the middle of the winter, working in hospo and entertainment. Normally that is the quiet season. So it's proving to be quite a wild time. We had the Medea's not long ago, and at UBQ currently we've got all the kick-ons, the live recordings of kick-ons. Oh, geez, what else has there been? I've been DJing. I've been doing lots of stuff.
What are these kick-ons?
These kick-ons are the Drag Race Down Under, all, well, versus the world viewings, ran by Art Simone. So if you're curious about that, go and check out her YouTube. So they do a play the episode, do the review, do their, like, thumbs up, thumbs downs of, like, what the outfits were for the runway that evening, and have a good old chin wag with the divas.
So you are a drag king. What's it like for you watching all of that?
I watch it and sometimes it's like, oh, why no drag kings? But then I'm also like, thank God I don't have to get a package together. It's so exorbitantly expensive. So it's like, it's annoying, but then it's also like, yeah, I couldn't afford it anyway. So it's one of those catch 22 things, you know? You're like, you can be upset about it, but also, do I want that stress? I don't know.
Tell us about these packages.
It would be all like, so your runway packages. So you would have to get all your costumes together. That's just your clothes, your wigs, your shoes, your accessories, everything. Pay for your travel, go and do all that. I'm like, oh, that's not conducive with my lifestyle.
So it really is a professional lifestyle. It's almost like a pageantry.
It is. It's a big pageant and the divas love it. And that's why they're doing these screenings every week.
It is interesting though, because I mean, you are very Smith Street. Like, I don't use that term lightly, the king of Smith Street. You know, it's a take on the drag king, but it's also the fact that you perform on Smith Street and you embody the kind of earthiness and grassroots element and independence. You know, you're not putting the big package together.
No, that is definitely not for me. If it means I don't have to compete, I don't have to stress, I'm good, and I can just keep being my authentic self without all the extra stress and pressure.
Well, I think you've really tapped into something there, because they're competing, but you're performing. You're developing your persona as a performer and your acts, and you're not kind of, you know, there's no noise.
No, I'm just chilling in my own lane, as someone would say, and it's really nice. I like being able to do drag and my music and everything else at my own pace, rather than expectations and deadlines and things like that. I don't do good on a deadline. Absolutely not.
So do you think the drag king world is kind of, I don't want to use the word authentic, but it's more kind of how drag used to be?
Yeah, I would say that as well. Very grassroots. The kings are definitely want to maintain that little space of what drag is and where it's come from, which is really important. It's always important. As long as we're all having fun while we're doing it and no one's getting hurt, it doesn't matter.
I mean, you are on the scene a lot just because of your work in hospitality, because you perform. What are people talking about? Like, what's the chatter in the bars at the moment? You know, I mean, we're living in crazy times. What are some of the themes that you keep hearing?
My favorite default greeting to a lot of people has been for a little while, we're here, we're alive, it's the day of the week. And they go, honestly, that's a vibe. And I'm like, we are here, we are alive, and that's all that matters. We're all here to do the things still. So it's all, everyone seems to have been in a bit of struggle town recently, and that's why it's kind of important we have, like, even if it's a drag race viewing, it's a bunch of people that can get together in a community and still be with their community. It's that's what the Medea's was, a big community night. And as well, we've got our version of Staff Drag called Performance Review coming up on Sunday, which also then supports and allows all the staff of our queer venues in the area and out west, et cetera, whoever's been invited to come and have fun and be appreciated for all the work that they do for their entertainers and their everyone else. So,
I mean, and that is great, because there's been some attacks lately. We're not just talking about right-wing activists. We're talking about Meta, you know, taking down venues, social media sites.
Yes. I wasn't even aware that UBQ had their Facebook restricted until the Q News article came out. And that's because our tech person, Mitchell, was quietly trying to deal with it as much as he could. And for him, it was so stressful, because social media is a big part of his job, not only to advertise, but yeah, to get new patrons in, to show everyone what we're doing. And then if venues can't even do that, how are they meant to, they can't make the revenue and the money based off whoever walks in off the street, because if no one knows what's happening on the street, they're not going to the street.
Yeah, and I mean, it's happened to the Laird twice.
That's scary. The Laird, the 86, so many of our, like, in our own hub here in Fitzroy Collingwood area have been so affected. And it's wild that not until the big news articles picked it up that people were getting their stuff reinstated. It's so backwards in 2026 to be restricting people for most likely nothing.
And I mean, the Laird was one of the ones that was suspended, got their account back after the article, but then a week later it was suspended again.
And it's over, like, it'll be over nothing. It'll be, Meta has decided to flag it as something over MA15, for example, you know. And it's not any of that. And it's like, why would you do that?
Human exploitation, they're saying.
Yeah, that's crazy. How is it human exploitation when these divas pull up to the Laird every week on their own volition, you know? Like, it's crazy. And it's just so unfair in a time where businesses are struggling and it is hard out here in hospitality, that these as well, the Laird, for example, has been an institution for so long and has such a deep and rich history. Why are we attacking places that are monumental icons? It's wild for no reason, just because they're queer.
You mentioned the Medea Awards before. You won one, right?
I did. I am Melbourne's favourite drag king of 2026, which was the people-voted one. There was no judges in that one. That was purely the people, and that's what the people want, and they got it this year, and it made me quite happy. I was quite nervous going into the Medeas this year, given I was nominated in 5 different categories, and I was like, ooh, this could be a little bit embarrassing if I don't walk away with one. And I won the one at the start of the night, and I'm like, I'm good now. I can sit here and enjoy watching all of my other friends get their well-deserved flowers.
Do these awards create a lot of pressure? I mean, there's a lot of them now.
Yeah, they do create pressure, but at the end of the day, it's up to you how much pressure you choose to put on yourself during the awards. I try not to put all your eggs in one basket. Be there because it is the biggest campus night of the year and we get to see everyone we don't get to see every week. Be excited that it's all your friends getting flowers. It's when people get like a bit sour about it. It's just like, why?
Wow. Do they get sour?
Yeah, they do, but it's nothing. Do you know what? I must admit, the Medeas, everyone has been quite well behaved. There's not been any wild, wild drama. Everyone's usually pretty well behaved. We know to excuse ourselves for a cigarette if we're getting a bit too heated.
When are you performing next?
I am performing next on Sunday for our performance review. I'm hosting with Stella Roadkill, who is coming out of retirement, out of the cryogenic coffin, as one would say, to do one night of celebrating our wonderful staff that work in our venues.
So tell us where you're performing.
UBQ. It'll be UBQ. The doors will be open from 6, I'd imagine. Free entry all night as per usual on the Sunday. And then back to normal programming of Teddy's World every week on the Sundays at UBQ as well.
Tell us about Teddy's World.
Teddy's World is just a reasonably houred drag show on a Sunday evening. Shows from about 7:30. It's all done by 9:30. So you can go home and be bed and be fresh for work on Monday morning if you do need to. So it's quite camp. I bring different people on my rosters every week. And once our Slay of Origin competition on our Thursdays has finished up, I can start booking some new people on my roster as well. So I'm excited.
Slaves.
Slay of Origin.
Slay of Origin. What's a Slay of Origin?
It's our little drag competition we have going at UBQ on the Thursday, hosted by the wonderful Tilly Capulet. The bunch of Divas, Dolls and Dudes are currently, we're in our semi-final heats at the moment. And they're all battling down to win $1,000 cash money and a nice little crown, I believe. And it's quite camp. It's good.
Last time we chatted here at 3CA, you talked about your upcoming top surgery. What's the update?
Oh, I still got to lose some more weight. Yeah, so I saw the surgeon and he said, unfortunately, I've got a little bit too much underarm fat. Like, BMI is not the problem. It's not because I'm too big. It's literally because if he does the surgery, it's not going to look pretty. And I don't want to spend money on something for it to not look pretty. So I said, do you know what? You right, sir. So I'm currently on a weight loss journey so that I can have my top surgery done.
Teddy Clitter, it is always wonderful to see you at 3CR.
Wonderful to be here.
Thank you for coming in, and let's talk again soon.
Yes. Thanks, guys. 3CR.